Il 2 febbraio 2008 il Palazzo delle Papesse di Siena ha inaugurato Punto Za, giovane arte dal Sudafrica. Una mostra a cura di Marlene Dumas, Kendall Gears, Lorenzo Fusi, Bernie Searle, Minette Vari e Sue Williamson. Nel freddo caveau dell'ex Banca d'Italia, enorme e oscuro forziere all'interno del Palazzo delle Papesse, abbiamo incontrato Dineo Bopapi. La giovane artista sudafricana ci ha raccontato così della sua installazione, pensata e realizzata per questo spazio suggestivo, una cascata di coltelli e nastri sospesi su un prato sintetico. La musica che lega l'intervista è tratta dalle raccolte di Jonathan Fisher e di QXCT, scaricabili sotto licenza Creative Commons dalla net label Hippocamp. L'intervista è in inglese. Buon ascolto!
Hello, my name is Dineo Sesheya Bopapi and I'm presenting a work here at the Papesse called Arte Bici. I saw the name somewhere around the city of Siena, Arte Bici, and we thought it was very funny when seeing the name. Yeah, so this is the piece. It consists of a fluorescent light and some knives dangling down from the light and a green circular carpet at the bottom. Knives, because they are they're like aggressive objects, but they also reflect the light quite beautifully as well because they're so shiny. So they become a bit playful when you see like when something is shiny, it has ideas attached to it of being shiny and good and new and perfect and. Yeah, but then the idea of sharpness and something so violent that it can cut. So it's almost like two ideas that are playing aggressively with each other. Why green? You know that saying that the grass is always green on the other side? So it's the most perfect grass is that plastic green grass because it's an illusion, it's an ideal. So it's almost like a dream. There are like 100 knives. No particular meaning to 100, but it just seemed like the cutoff number of knives to have. Yeah, or else I didn't know how far to go or how little to go. So I thought, okay, let's just make 100 the maximum or the average. I guess there's no like real connection. It's more like the way the knives reflect the light. The light is like very playful and the grass is also very playful and it's like this dream and this light and this grass together. So I guess together they play, I don't know, in some kind of a game together. Yeah. About Salman Rushdie's, they quote something like they're like in the same street that they're Nazis and like saints and like, and the Nazis obviously represent like the evil and the saints, yeah, the good. So it's like in one street you have the good and the bad and they all live together in harmony or in some sort of chaotic space, but they are able to function, which is almost similar to like when you're making a sculpture, when you're making a video or something, you just combine like all these different elements and you just like squash them all up and together, like, they start creating a little war inside of them, and then they start to happen. Like, conversations start happening within the little sections of things. Yeah, the knives and the light and the grass and the cages. There's something chaotic about it. It's like, oh, no, this doesn't make sense at all. And then there's like, this makes sense. Yeah. For me, the threads, the lace almost remind me of like a curtain, and like these are also like all household knives as well. None of them are industrial, so it's this idea of a homely kind of feeling, but then there's like the subtle aggression as well, the idea that these are knives raining down. So it's almost like the playing between that. None of the things were secondhand except for the light and the wooden beam at the top. Most of the stuff I got here because it would have been like not so good to travel with the knives by plane. I would have been stopped as a terrorist or something. Yeah, so I just bought the knives at the market and at cheap stores around the city, which also gave me like a time to also see a bit of Siena while looking for the materials and the fabric as well. I also got like in the stores around here and the carpet. So almost everything, actually everything of the piece comes from Siena, I guess, or except for the imported Chinese knives. I guess most of them are mixed things. Like now these are like knives as well as ribbons, as well as fabric, as well as light, as well as wood, as well as the plastic of the grass carpet. So it's always different materials that are mixed. It's never just one element. So it's all those different ideas of what plastic is or what a knife is or what a lace is and all of them together. Yeah. Well, I was curious at first. I was like, yeah, what is the show about? How does this guy know about me? Yeah, I was excited. I was like, cool, yay, I've got a show in Italy for the first time. And then I asked Lorenzo as well, is there like an idea to the whole thing? What is it about? And da da da. Yeah, then I found out that it was about young South African artists, but I'm still like amazed or surprised that like there would be like a show about young South African artists and like a small city like Siena. That's like, I was talking to Nandi about it yesterday, like, how does that happen that like in such a small city, yeah, you have like an international show? And because I was trying to imagine in the city where I'm from in South Africa, there being like a show about like young Italian artists, that would be so it's rather interesting, I think. Yeah. I think politics exists in every single person's work, but not solely in the work of black artists or female artists, because every person has politics and every person is a political symbol or political ingredient. Well, I'm actually going through asking myself those questions at the moment, because for the past 2 years I was in residence in Amsterdam, and I went back home and in October, and I stayed at my parents' house until now it's January, hey? Yeah, until January. And I've been trying to figure out whether to stay in South Africa or whether to travel some more. But I feel like traveling some more, although there's like a lot of loneliness when you don't live at home, because you feel like a foreigner, and feeling like a foreigner is not a very comfortable space. I guess, I don't know, I'm not sure if it questions, or for me it questions the idea of the ideal that you have for home. I start questioning myself, what does home mean and where is home exactly? And because sometimes at home I also feel like a stranger, and when you're at home and you feel like a stranger, so that's also like, how do I deal with this being foreign at home? But then I'm also still trying to understand it. I don't know how to make sense of it yet. But I would like to live perhaps in South Africa half the year, then the other half elsewhere. Yeah. It's probably like similar to South Africa in that sense as well. There have been programs which have been designed to help young artists, like the KZNSA had a young artist project, and they offer young artists like the first solo show. But apart from that, there are like a few here and there, but then I don't think that there's enough for like the number of young artists out there. And also I guess the idea of not living in South Africa, the thing that attracts me about living abroad is the idea that there'd be more opportunities to do residencies and not have to get a 9-to-5 job and just focus on just making artwork. And I think perhaps the audience still needs to grow, like a training for an audience to be able to view work. because I guess previously it was the viewing of art was only for a certain section of the community and not all people. But I guess now that there's more financial stability in the country or financial growth in the country, then people are more willing to buy work, but then it's still rather conservative, yeah. Oh yeah, I work with sound a lot. Sound is like one of the important elements in my video works especially. I approach it the same way as I approach any other medium, like mixing light with carpet or mixing knives with lace, the same way with sound. Mixing footsteps with coughing or with giggling or with echoes, yeah. The last sound piece I made, which was solely sound, but then became a sculpture, became a whole, it was the speakers were embedded inside a mattress. Yeah, so that became a whole piece in its own. It was people in orgasm, so it was just like, and like the mattress was bound up in like red tape and red threads and red wool. Yeah, and the mattress was like rather old and used, and it had like a lot of history inside of it. Yeah. It's very cool to go on residency. Yeah, because then you don't have to work. Yeah. Yeah, think about waitressing or teaching. That one, that was 2 years. So I got given a studio and a place to live. And in the studio, I could just make anything I wanted to do. If you wanted to sit and just like think, you could do that. But then there was all this pressure that didn't allow you to sit and just like relax or just chill. Yeah, I just made work, played around. I mostly just experimented. I only finished like perhaps like 5 pieces. But then most of the time I was just like playing around the studio, shifting stuff and moving this, doing that. And then going to see the shows around Amsterdam or outside of Amsterdam. Yeah, no pressure to like produce something. Yeah, just pressure to do something. Sometimes you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing. But then at least you have time to think about like what you are doing and to try it out and to cancel it and to try it out again and cancel it. In Amsterdam especially, there was like an idea of what they thought African art was or what South African art should be about. What bothered me a lot was when making a video, for instance, and using myself in the video, when somebody viewing it, they'd say, oh, it's about black female politics, when it wasn't about black female politics. And yeah, it was just because the person who was looking was a white male or white female that they thought it was about black female politics or black politics. Yeah, that troubled me a lot. Then I guess it's in the work, when I work with myself, using myself in the images, then that's when those ideas, those ghettoizing ideas come in. Yeah, when I'm using just objects, then it's less ghettoized. But then I also don't know whether like to run away from it, to confront it. But I also don't want to like make it the focus of my work as well, because it's not the most important thing. It's one of the many things in my head. Sound I hate the most, the sound of wool. When somebody breaks wool with their teeth, I'm not sure if there's even a sound to that, but like, I don't know, the sights and the sound of it is just like, that's the worst sound ever for me. And my favorite, let me think. I guess it's like it's a sound as well as like you know when like something shiny, like that shiny little wig, like tinsel, when it's like ting 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 ting, or like little things like banging together, ting 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 ting. Yeah, that's my favorite, I think. But very light, yeah, and faint.